We have a relatively quiet forecast setting up across upstate New York and interior New England. The upper level pattern will remain progressive, however, so the quiet weather won't last long. Northwesterly flow coupled with a weak ripple of energy will keep some lake effect snow showers around, which could sneak into the western Mohawk Valley, but will be mainly confined to the northern Adirondacks today. Most lower valley elevations will stay on the dry side. Dry weather will continue into tomorrow. However, a fast-moving storm system will draw in high clouds and mid-level clouds throughout the day and overnight. This system will eventually bring precipitation, initially as snowfall overnight Thursday into Friday, and then mixed precipitation, including sleet and freezing rain, before a transition to all rainfall as warmer air gets drawn into the system. The issue here is valleys are really stubborn to let go of cold air, so freezing rain could be an issue before enough warm air mixes in to eventually turn all precipitation to rainfall. Regardless, snow and ice accumulations do look fairly light with this system, less than an inch for snow and less than about a tenth of an inch for ice. Behind an upcoming cold front, colder air will arrive for the weekend and may touch off some lake effect snowfall from Lake Erie. Sunday, high pressure will settle in once again and act as a block to another storm system, keeping any wet weather to our south to round out the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, a strong storm over the southern Rockies and southern high plains will move northeastward to the middle Mississippi Valley by this evening. The storm will spread heavy snow and gusty wind to much of the central and northern plains and upper Midwest today and tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms will also develop along and ahead of an associated cold front over the southern plains that will move eastward to the western Ohio Valley to the lower Mississippi Valley by tomorrow evening. Rain will develop over the central plains. That will move northeastward into the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley by tomorrow. Lower elevation rain and snow will develop over parts of the southwest and southern Rockies, with snow extending from the central Rockies and eastern Great Basin into the northern plains and northern Rockies today. Snow will move into parts of the upper Mississippi Valley and upper Great Lakes region overnight into tomorrow. Snow and rain will briefly end over parts of the southwest and southern Rockies overnight too. Tonight, moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic will move into parts of the southeast, aiding in the development of showers and thunderstorm over parts of the southeast Thursday into Friday. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny with highs in the low 40s, a light west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour will bring about a wind chill of 25 to 35 degrees. In Boston, mostly sunny skies with a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, occasional gusts to 20 will be possible. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 30s and a light westerly wind. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high temperature is 33 degrees. The average low temperature is 18 degrees. The record high, 59 degrees, set back in 1895. And the record low is minus 17, set back in 1914. Sunrise, 7:24 a.m. Sunsets, 4:27 p.m. A total of 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight. No change from yesterday. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from a low on Christmas morning of minus 5 at Big Black River, Maine, to a high temperature of 83 degrees at McAllen, Texas. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy skies today. High temperatures will be in the mid-20s for the Adirondacks and near freezing for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Wind will be out of the west right around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Isolated to scattered snow showers will be possible, especially for the Adirondacks. Total snowfall accumulations should end up less than an inch. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies and cold. Lows will fall into the single digits across the Adirondacks and teens elsewhere. For the Connecticut Valley and in mid-lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with high temperatures in the upper 30s to low 40s. Wind will be out of the west right around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with lows dipping into the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, expect mostly cloudy skies today. Highs will be in the mid-30s. Wind out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. A couple of snow flurries will be possible. That's from the lake effect trickling in from our west. No accumulations are expected. Overnight, skies will be partially clear, with lows falling into the upper teens under light westerly wind. for the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Expect partly cloudy skies today. High temperatures topping out near freezing. Wind will be out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overnight, skies will clear. That's going to allow temperatures to fall into the mid to upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, partly cloudy skies today. High temperatures will top out in the mid to upper 30s. Wind will be out of the west right around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overnight, skies will partially clear with low temperatures dipping into the mid-teens to 20 degrees. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, increasing clouds. We'll call it mostly cloudy. Highs will be in the mid-30s. Friday, snow will transition to sleet and freezing rain into the early morning hours before transitioning for Friday morning. Exact transition times will become a little bit more clear as we get closer to Friday. High temperatures will reach the mid to upper 40s on Friday. For Saturday, highs will reach the low 40s with increasing sunshine. By Sunday, though, we'll be feeling the effects of that cold front with highs only reaching the upper 20s. Monday, we remain dry, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.